A ball is suspended in front of the man, who then balances himself when tied on his hands so that his feet are clear of the floor. Then he kicks at the suspended ball. The man who kicks...
Billy, tell me, what games do you participate in?
Just about anything they got out here, but except high kicking and so on. That's too hard for my bottom side and my back. It's the muscles, that's where it really takes the muscles, you know.
What games do you play here at the Eskimo Olympics?
Airplane, muckchuck eating contest, as well as you know, I won that in 26 seconds.
And, you ate the muckchuck raw in 26 seconds?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Was it easy to eat the muckchuck fast?
Well, after that I had to digest it, you know.
How big a piece of muckchuck was it?
Oh, it was about...
4 inches long? 3 inches long?
Yeah, 4x4 or something like that.
Billy, what game did you play yesterday here at the Eskimo Olympics?
Oh, knuckle hop.
How's the knuckle hop played?
Well, you get on your toes and your hands, and you hop from your knuckles.
You hop on your toes and your knuckles?
And your knuckles, yeah. But if you're dragging or anything like that, you're just disqualified automatically.
Like your body drags?
Yeah. Or your feet.
You have to hop?
Yeah. Well, I made 45 feet the other day, but in the last hour, my brother came around and he made 70 feet and 5 inches and a half. And that's take a little bit of endurance, you know. And with me, I could never do that.
What are you doing? Know?
Well, how come your brother won instead of you?
Well, he's lighter, and he know the competitive, you know. He know how to do it. And with the other people, they don't know how to do it. And with me, I can go out there and maybe make 60 feet or something like that. And my brother could do a little bit more than I can.
Do you practice with your brothers?
No. We practiced kicking and so on a long time ago, but we're killer bears are scattered out right now, you know. And killer bears is representing Inuvik, Kuskokwim, Bar Island, and so on. We're just scattered out now.
When did you first start playing the knuckle hop?
Oh, this was quite a long time ago. I don't even remember. I mean, it was one of the games we played, you know. About 1954, I think. I'm 33 years old now.
That's really great. Tell me, did you used to when you were a young fellow of 16 or 17, did you practice the knuckle hop?
No.
You just did it.
It just come to me.
Did your brothers and you play together? Or?
No. I was raised up with a different family a long time ago by George Thiel from Bethel, you know. I can talk about 6-7 dialects in Eskimo, which I'm very proud of, you know.
When did you first do the knuckle hop in the Eskimo Olympics?
Last year.
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
How did you do last year?
I was second for my brother.
Same brother, Gordon?
Tommy! Your mom wants you.
Have you ever played in your house with your brothers?
No.
You never get together and
No.
Are you planning to come back next year and participate again in the Olympics?
I hope to lose weight and beat his record next year.
I hope you do, Billy. Thanks very much. James, you were here last night. What kinds of games did you see last night?
Well, there were some... a new game was played. They called it the swing kick. They put a belt on both legs and around your neck, and then you swing up and try and kick them. Whatever, suspended, you know. That went up to about 52 inches. A guy from Inuvik won that event. And they had a blanket toss.
Let me ask you about the swing kick first.
Oh.
Were there many people competing in the swing kick?
Yes. There were about 12 of us.
You were in the swing kick?
I didn't know what kind of game it was, but I entered it and I found out that it went up to about 48 inches, but that's as high as I went. And
you've done that before, haven't you, in Barrow?
They do it up there without the belt. You know, it's much more harder to do without the belt than it is with the belt. And that belt made it easier for the legs to go up, because if you have your head down and you look up to see that thing you're going to kick, then just automatically brings the legs up, and that way you kick it.
Do you think they got the game from the Barrow people, or do you think this is a new variation?
It might be a new variation. I don't know. A guy from Inuvik was the one that demonstrated how it was done, and so maybe that's where it originated. I don't know. But those were the group that demonstrated how it was done before we started. So, and they won it, so they might have been practicing before.
Tell me about the other games then. The blanket toss, you said, was last night also.
Yes, it was. And there was just three men that competed because of time factor, you know. And a guy from Kotzebue, Reggie Jewell, and a guy from Inuvik, and a guy from Barrow went up. But, you know, the blanket itself, it wasn't too good. And it tore... on the second man, before the second man caught on. So because of that, you know, there was some hesitation to really let the guy go up. And I think that's why, you know, it's... That might have been a factor, too, in, you know, the second two guys not getting higher than maybe the first one. The first guy, we brought him up pretty high.
And, were you around the blanket?
Yeah, I was around the blanket. They wanted some experienced people to hold the blanket because of, you know, the possibility of injuries falling outside of the blanket, you know. And there were a couple instances where we had to move with the man, you know.
Is there a technique to pulling the blanket so that you can get the person really flying up?
Yes, the technique is for all the people around to pull at the same time outwards, you know, and that keeps the blanket, from sagging. And if people are pulling on one side and the other people are, you know, kind of loose, then, you know, the blanket kind of tips to the side, and that really... That way, you know, you throw people off to the side if that happens. And there's got to be, you know, you have to be experienced in it, I think, to be really
Did the blanket have, was it just like they do in Barrow, have supports for the ropes?
Or did it didn't have any ropes in at all. It just a blanket with rope around it for people to grab, you know, grab on. It didn't have anything that sort. I think that's what they should use around here, actually, for better balance and, you know, for better variations in what they can do.
What was the blanket made out of that they used last night?
The blanket, I understand, was made out of walrus hide, baby, young walrus hide, and it was, I don't know how they do it, but they cut the walrus, you know, it's...
They split the skin.
They split the skin, that's what they did, yeah. They split the skin. And it was real dry and it was brittle, and that's why, you know, it tore the way it did too, because it's been kept where it was too dry, and it's been just setting like that. I guess maybe next time they should just put it in a plastic bag or something, you know, I think keep it damp.
When is the traditional time of year that the blanket is brought out and the blanket toss is performed?
Well, I understand it originated way back when, you know. The people at that time didn't have too many places where they could look out into the ocean and see, you know, for whales, you know. You could see the spot come out of the whale, and you could see it for miles if it a nice day. And so I think that they used these... a skin of Uruk skins in at Barrow, you know, they use for the skin boats, actually, that's what they use, you know, these, they use them for the skin maybe a couple years and then take them off and then use those for blankets, and then, you know, they put people way up in the air and they could see out into the ocean, and I think that's, you have to be good in order to do that, you know, with But now, you know, the tradition is for these blankets toss to be performed when they're having a whale festival. After a successful spring whaling, then the people who catches a whale are responsible for providing the blanket toss, so they could have the blanket toss with a whale festival. And that's it. That is in the spring.
Who are the people in during that festival that get on the blanket toss?
Well, anybody can get on it. You know, they usually try to have that blanket out there all day where, you know, the young people and the kids could go up and blanket toss for a while, and then the older group, and then maybe after the feast itself and in the evening, late in the evening, then the older people come out, and usually the people that are that catches a whale, you know, in the spring, then when they get on the blanket, then there's a big roar of applause or something, you know, signifying that these are people that have participated in the killing of a whale. And but anybody, I think, could get on, and there are some people that are good at it.
What other game did you see last night, James?
Well, there was an earpoke contest. They had about, let's see, six, eight people that participated. I got into it, but I was booted out on the first try. A guy from Inuvik, Mickey Gordon, pulled the, you know, the string harder than I did, so he won. But at the last time out, you know, Chokolak from Barrow and that guy from Inuvik, Mickey Gordon, were doing it, and Chokolak won from Barrow, but the other guy cut his ear, you know, and it it was really bleeding. There was blood gushing out of his ear. And that's one of the... And then they had a stick pull.
Well, wait a minute. Could you describe the ear pull since you did participate?
Oh, yeah.
What's done?
Well, they have a piece of string that, you know, they put on behind your ear, whichever ear, you know, you prefer. Then you put it up behind your ear, and the other guy also do the same thing on the opposite ear. You know, if I put the string on my right ear, then the other guy put it on the right ear too, facing each other, you know. So, and they, when the announcer or somebody refereeing the event says go, then, you know, you gradually tighten the string, and whoever holds up the pain longest or whatever stronger ear or something, then wins that event. And it's pretty hard, especially when that string slips out of your ear. That really makes it smart a little.
What are the games that you see last night?
There was a stick ball. They had a stick where, you know, a couple of men grab one end of a stick and try to pull whoever, you know, have a tighter grip of that stick would win. The other guy's hand just slips out, you know. And I think it was greased or something, you know, so it'd be much easier to let go than you have to have a tight grip to win that. And the guy from a trooper who's very sure won that event.
From Barrel?
From Barrel, yeah.
Yeah.
And a seal skinning contest, too. What they did yesterday.
Seal skinning contest.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that there's one person who's very good at the seal skinning contest. Could you tell me who she is?